Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
A 16-year-old boy reported in stable condition this morning after he was shot multiple times, we're told by police, in North Philadelphia. So police were called, multiple 911 calls, and police responded to that shooting. They found the victim, teen victim, on the 1900 block of Cecil B. Moore Ave, and that was last night, about 7:30 last evening, with gunshot wounds to his back as well as his stomach. He was rushed to Temple University Hospital, and he is in critical condition, but they have stabilized his condition. We have no arrests. It's the usual story. We have no arrests. We have no weapon recovered, and we have no suspects. So an accused, you know, attempted, violent, dangerous individual out there. So police asking to contact the Shooting Investigation Group. Have you heard of that?
No.
The Shooting Investigation Group.
Is that a creation of DOGE? The SIG, the SIG?
I don't think so.
The Shooting Investigation Group.
Shooting Investigation Group.
I wouldn't want to head that group up. Very few details you're given.
Yeah, so too often we start on, especially a Monday morning from weekend shootings, and they often involve these young teens. We have two people in custody after police broke up at least two illegal car meetups, one in Philadelphia's Somerton section. I know there was another one in Kensington as well, but the one last night near Sandmeyer Lane and Red Lion Road. And this happened last night about 11 o'clock, so that investigation took police overnight. Investigators say they were actually tipped off because they were monitoring social media, as some of those people involved in the stunt show were live streaming on TikTok.
Streaming.
So police now, I guess they need a TikTok investigation task force group.
They do.
For police, right? But they're watching it.
Yeah, they need a social media SIG.
So officers arriving, they found the cars doing donuts, racing down the street, police stepping up efforts to crack down on these kinds of incidents, as we've been telling you. Nobody was hurt this time around, but they did. They still are looking for some suspects. They were also giving others some tickets. We have a big fare increase that is taking effect this morning in Philadelphia. This is SEPTA. I know that we had talked about this and we had reported on this, that they voted this fare hike, 7.5% fare hike, the board approving that Thursday, November 21st, but it takes effect actually today. So what does that mean? Base fares hike up to $2.50. It actually started yesterday, but for a lot of people didn't work or didn't realize this. Subway and trolleys, that hike is 50 cents. As SEPTA still faces a $240 million budget deficit.
Wow. Okay, so 7% across the board.
7.5%.
7.5%.
Fee hike. It's the first time we've had a fee hike since 2017. So part of this is that a lot of the COVID money now has dried up.
Mm-hmm.
And we're probably going to see that a lot, you know, in government agencies and municipalities, not just at the city level, the county level, the states, because the COVID money has dried up.
Well, and they also might be hurting as far as not, maybe this is another justification for the price hike. With people working remotely post-COVID and still being allowed to work remotely in some aspects, their bottom line's probably diminished a little bit.
You're exactly right, Nick. And then remember that the largest group of people who use SEPTA are Philadelphia middle schoolers and high schoolers, because they don't have the yellow school buses.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've had a huge decrease as many people, and going back, you know, obviously going back since COVID, just moved out of the city.
Do the school kids have to pay to take SEPTA, or is that free?
No, but it's they get tokens.
Okay.
Or they get car. In other words,
that's right.
They get compensated for it.
Yep.
But that money comes out of, you know, federal and state grants, that sort of thing.
Sure.
And so that's money that they just don't have for tens of thousands of school children that we've lost.
Yep.
People moved out.
Right.
Speaking of travel, today is expected to be the busiest travel home day. So it's not only Cyber Monday, but a lot of schools are even off today.
Yeah, for the first day of hunting season, right?
Oh.
Yeah, people are hunting. We're not talking about Hunter.
People are traveling today, not yesterday?
Today.
People come home today.
Yeah, people come home today. So
okay.
PHL 95,000 to 100,000 travelers expected.
I mean, it's not like PHL didn't have its issues over the weekend.
Two different power outages.
Can you imagine?
Oh my goodness!
I mean, it didn't completely cancel flights, but it delayed them. Is what I heard on the.
Can you imagine being stuck in there with no power on holiday come
what
home
a mess.
Travel?
Long
oh
lines.
My God.
So yeah, the lights were out. How does that work? Do they have the lights on the runway if your plane is landing?
Can you imagine?
Also, are they guys with flares out there? So
let's bring this bad boy in.
So not happy campers. It's Saturday and then Sunday. Mostly Terminal D, right?
Yeah.
Power.
Yep.
So we have that going on. Obviously, Nick's going to take on the Hunter Biden pardoning. So my line was, oh, President Biden pardoned the two turkeys and then Hunter.
Nobody, Dawn, is above the law. Never forget that.
Right.
Nobody is above the law.
And yes, it is Cyber Monday. I know we'll talk about that one moving through. And then, not for nothing, but the Philadelphia Eagles, there were some who thought that it was going to be a tough game.
They should, they should actually thank Justin Tucker for missing three field goal kicks.
I feel for him.
Yeah, two field goal kicks and one extra point.
That's right. He's shot. He's more washed up than Joe.
The worst.
And I mean, he's a good kicker too. Yeah. So
that was a really. But you know what?
It's a brisk win.
That is because you look at their winning streak and they've beaten up a lot of bad teams, mediocre teams. Baltimore, a lot of people think, can get to the Super Bowl. Like they're right there with Kansas City and Buffalo.
Mm-mm.
After that first quarter, I mean, they throttled Baltimore.
Yeah.
That was a really good team win for them yesterday.
Yeah.
24-19 winning over the Ravens and the Philadelphia Eagles 10-2 on an 8-game winning streak.
Oh my goodness.
And then at the end, the thing about the end of the game, they showed the look ahead to the final 5 weeks, and I think it looks good for us,
yes.
Right? We're going to Panthers, wow. Steelers, Commanders, yeah. Cowboys, and Giants.
Pittsburgh is good.
Pittsburgh and Washington.
Okay. Commanders had an amazing win. I mean, they throttled Tennessee yesterday.
But. Yeah, they did. Yeah, and then you got the Giants and the Cowboys. Yeah, I mean, the Eagles are going to end up like probably 14-3.
Which is awesome.
Which is amazing because when they were 2-2, we're like, fire Sirianni, he's a bum! They overpaid Jalen Hurts.
But that first quarter, though, they looked
abysmal. Awful. They look awful abysmal. Every first quarter.
Yeah, it's true.
Is that?
They haven't scored a touchdown on the opening drive all year.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's terrible.
Saquon Barkley, though.
Yeah.
Hurts put Barkley to his left. Slot to the far side. A.J. Brown to the near side. Hurts, this time, to Barkley. Off the right side. Breaks the tackle. He's at the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley,
he's
broken, 25 yards.
This is a really good job of blocking up front. They move the left side to the right side. That's Jordan Mailata. He pulls, and he gets a huge block. Saquon bounces outside of him. Then he gets to the second level, and he just runs through a would-be tackle.
So good. It was so weird yesterday because they weren't even on the field in the third quarter. Baltimore had the ball the whole third quarter and still couldn't score a point. I was like, hey, Eagles offense has got to bail out the Eagles defense. The Eagles defense is playing about as well as they could possibly play. Score a touchdown already.
By the way, between the way Saquon's playing and Xavier McKinney, how do you think the Giants are feeling? And now Daniel Jones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sided with Minnesota.
How'd the Giants look on Thanksgiving? How'd that go?
I feel for
my
them.
My condolences.
Yeah.
They should fire everybody.
They should do what the Bears did.
Yeah.
Bears fired their coach right after Thanksgiving for that debacle.
Who gets fired first, Chris Ray or Giants management?
He has a 10-year deal, and he's only in year three. Man.
Who's that?
So, Chris Ray.
No, he has 3 years left, right?
Oh.
He has three years left,
because
Trump actually appointed him.
Yes.
Yeah, FBI, but now it's cash.
They hand out 10-year deals like that, huh?
Yeah, must be nice.
And the FBI's like the NBA.
I mean, they'll still pay him.
He's
still going to get paid.
Yeah, that buyout life is pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Right.
I know we'll get to it. The New York Post breaking the story over the weekend after filing FOIA requests to ICE and realizing that nearly 60,000 illegals in New York who have criminal records among them. And on the front of the Inquirer, Trump's plans for mass deportations could impact 47,000 in Philadelphia. But we don't have the numbers here yet. So the ICE site, I am looking to file this a similar FOIA request, but the arrests and the amount of money that our federal tax dollars has spent is staggering.
I know. I saw that 60,000 number over the weekend as well. I thought about your husband. I'm like, man, library might want to start going into work each morning with a machine gun.
Jeez.
Jeez almighty.
Well, they sleep in. So the good news, right? Not, usually,
Larry's
not
on his
really
way home
risers.
By the time they wake up.
They don't start at 6 a.m. like Greg Stocker, you know?
Thank you.
So we got that going on. Listen, bundle up if you are warm up at the vehicle. 26 degrees and the high today, just 40. So we've been spoiled by unseasonably warm weather, but quite chilly and brisk. That brisk breeze makes it feel as if the high today will be 30. It'll never feel like 40.
It's all. My windshield was frozen today.
Oof.
I just wanted to go crawl back inside, go into the fetal position, and pass out.
This is the worst. These next 3 months are the worst.
I hate it.
To do mornings because it's so freaking
I hate
when
it.
Out there.
But we are here to warm you up.
Yes,
and Kaelin Company.
Thank you.
And you know what else? There's always Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon.
Yeah.
Yeah, the secret to finishing your holiday shopping. Three locations. 17 Glen
minutes,
Mills.
17 minutes into... You know, just back from vacation, and I'm already for another one.
When's December 20th?
I know.
How long until Christmas break?
Can't come soon enough.
But, you know, we'll have the inauguration. There will be a lot breaking that'll keep us distracted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you have the inauguration January 20th.
Yeah.
You have all that going on.
I didn't mean to interrupt Joseph Anthony.
But don't ever interrupt.
I know.
Retreat, Spa, and Salon. Joseph Anthony Retreat, Spa, and Salon. So they have three locations, Glen Mills, Springfield, Center City, at the Lowe's Hotel. Visit in person, or you can always go online, josephanthony.com, where gift cards are available. That's josephanthony.com, Kaelin Company Newsline.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Coming up bottom of the hour, we will break down the Hunter Biden pardon. But right now, let's get to a Monday Big Take.
The Big Take on Kaelin Company.
And it is brought to you by Budget Blinds, The Big Take, A Tale of Two Thanksgivings. The holiday season is in full swing, and for Republicans, it was a fabulous Thanksgiving break. For Democrats, it was the continuation of their worst nightmare. On one side, you had the incoming Trump administration rounding out their nominations and fortifying their cabinet. On the other hand, you had left-wingers booking flights to Mar-a-Lago to get in the good graces of Donald Trump. But let's start with the winning side of the aisle, that being MAGA and the GOP. According to reports, Donald Trump can move to cut the federal deficit on day one by over $1.4 trillion over the next decade by merely rescinding Joe Biden's executive actions. The big guy's bloated budget can be slashed as early as January 21st. That according to the New York Post, as they report that Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy have identified the cost-cutting measures by the Committee for a Reasonable Federal Budget, a nonprofit that advocates for fiscal restraint. Musk has already vowed to cut the federal budget by at least $2 trillion. Meanwhile, Donald Trump wrapping up his Thanksgiving Day and Thanksgiving break by making two notable nominations official. Dr. Jay Bhattacharya will head up the NIH. You might recall him, the esteemed Stanford doctor who advocated against lockdowns. And what did he get for his correct analysis in the face of the medical establishment? He got censorship. The combination of Bhattacharya and Bobby Kennedy should make for quite the dynamic duo against Big Pharma and Big Food. Another move that will have the left melting down is Trump's pick to head up the FBI. Kash Patel officially taking over the post, currently held by Christopher Wray. Patel, a staunch defender of Trump, has called for mass firings in both the DOJ and the FBI, and will seek to reestablish the agency's credibility against America's true criminals. Meanwhile, fabulous and famous notable Democrats and left-wingers weaseling their way back into the good graces of Donald Trump over the holiday break. That included Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg and Canada's Justin Trudeau. The Facebook fraud that is Zuckerberg, who has silenced and suppressed many Republicans, probably many of you in this audience over the years on social media platforms, dined with Trump at Mar-a-Lago to discuss the incoming administration. Zuck saying, quote, he was grateful for the invitation. Keep in mind, Trump threatened Mark Zuckerberg in August with imprisonment if he meddled with Facebook in the 2024 election. Zuck now saying that he would like to be a part of America's revival under Donald Trump. It's funny how that works, right? And the same applies for Justin Trudeau of Canada, the prime minister flying to Florida after Trump threatened his country with tariffs in an attempt to secure the northern border. According to the AP, Trump could hit Canada with a 25% tax on all products if they don't get their illegal immigration under control. But here in America, the fallout and the processing from the losing side of the election continued. Kamala Harris, who has been on vacation in Hawaii the last couple of weeks, on Wednesday resurfaced publicly for the first time since her loss and had this message for her supporters. Listen and watch.
I just have to remind you, don't you ever let anybody take your power from you. You have the same power that you did before November 5th. And you have the same purpose that you did. And you have the same ability to engage and inspire. So don't ever let anybody or any circumstance take your power from you.
Wow. Many pundits on the conservative side of the aisle ripping her for that video, asking how the DNC released such a painful, cringeworthy message, even implying and pondering if she was drunk. I won't go that far, but I will say this. If you watch the video just now on YouTube, or if you've seen it on social media, she looks exhausted. And that's after a two-week Hawaii vacation. Yikes. But the truth is this. The Democrats are in deep crap. Forget their bench and future candidates for just a moment. What is their message moving forward? What is their sales pitch? Stephen A. Smith of ESPN, who delves into politics from time to time, joined Bill Maher on the Club Random podcast and had this to say. Listen and watch.
Who do the Democrats want? If you ask them today, they still don't know. They say Kamala because it was too late to say anybody else. They don't know what the hell they're selling. The Democrats have gotten on my last damn nerve.
Me too.
If it wasn't for Trump, I would have voted Republican because I'm so sick of how they are. It's always about the other side and engaging in demagoguery for you to get my vote as opposed to really articulating what you're bringing to the table to offer me.
So who do the Democrats want? The Hill reporting the following names over the weekend, which includes a shocker. The list is as follows. Kamala Harris, Gavin Newsom, Gretchen Whitmer, Josh Shapiro, Pete Buttigieg, J.B. Pritzker, and surprise possibility, AOC. But let's break this down, shall we? Kamala Harris, no chance. We saw that. Lost the popular vote to Trump. Lost all seven swing states. Gretchen Whitmer, left winger, Detroit, Michigan, no shot. Gavin Newsom, it's not going to happen. Look at California these days. Mayor Pete, no way. J.B. Pritzker, have you seen what's going on in Chicago? That's his state of Illinois. But AOC, a squad Dem, a radical progressive, I would say no shot on that. Josh Shapiro, probably the only possibility. But if you're Trump and you're Vance and you have success, all J.D. Vance needs to say 4 years from now, assuming he wins a primary, is if you like the last 4 years, vote for four more. But the biggest problem with Democrats right now, and I want people to think about this, they don't have any normal dudes in their party who are presidential. Let me ask you this. Name a high-profile national figure in the Democrat Party that you would say right now, that's my guy. Man, I'd love to sit down and have a beer with that guy and watch football. Name me one. And you know why this is? Because Democrats are controlled by single liberal women, the LGBTQ plus community, and Gen Z utes who think they know it all. But they don't. But don't take it from me. I want you to listen to James Carville, who on Wednesday before Thanksgiving had a deep fried turkey implosion. Listen and watch this glorious clip.
The vice president was thinking about going on Joe Rogan's show, and a lot of the younger progressive staffers pitched a hissy fit. Supposedly the campaign said that that wasn't the term de facto, but they did. When you put a campaign together and you hire young people to do work, let me tell you exactly what you tell these people, what I would tell them. Not only am I not interested in opinion, I'm not even going to call you by your name. You're 23 years old. I don't really give a what you think. And let me tell you another huge error this made is when people said campaigns need to reflect progressive values. No, they don't. Campaigns are authoritarian by their nature. And if I were running a 2028 campaign and I had some little snot-nosed 23-year-old saying, I'm going to resign if you don't do this, not only would I fire that on the spot, I would find out who hired them and fire that person on the spot. I'm really not interested in your uninformed, stupid, jackass opinion as to whether you go on Joe Rogan or not.
That, folks, is the stone cold truth from a Democrat who hates Trump and can't stand the fact that the Democrats lost the 2024 election. But he's spitting facts. There's no doubt about it. So as we are inside of 50 days until Trump's inauguration, and as the holidays are kicking into Christmas season, the Democrats are searching for an identity. Meanwhile, the Republican Party looks like they're set to hit the ground running today, even with 49 days left until January 20th. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
Brought to you by the good folks at Budget Blinds. The holidays are here, and Budget Blinds is your one-stop shop for blinds, shades, shutters, custom drapery, and motorization. Visit budgetblinds.com for a free in-home consultation and the only no-questions-asked warranty in the business. Schedule your holiday consultation today and ask about their special radio offer. 855-839-1210 is how you jump in on social media at 1210WPHT. And, of course, let it rip in the YouTube chat, youtube.com/@1210WPHT. Coming up next, we'll get some thoughts to what we just saw in the big take, as well as Hunter Biden officially pardoned after Joe, the binder, and this administration said it would not happen, but it did last night. Details on the other side. Kale and Company on a Monday morning on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Finish NFL Week 13 with Cleveland and Denver tonight. I'm going to take Denver minus a 5.5. Tackle the NFL action on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. It's America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers can get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just go to FanDuel.com/Greg, FanDuel.com/Greg to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/Greg. Do it now. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT, 21 and over, present in PA. First online real money wager only, $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
I believe NBC News was the first to report that President Joe Biden will be pardoning his son, Hunter Biden. And I'll give you some of the details and some of the quotes here from what's coming out of this administration and what's coming out of the White House. And then we'll get to our reaction and our takeaways. And if you want to jump in, you can certainly do so at 855-839-1210. So Joe Biden pardoned his son, Hunter Biden, Sunday night, which is a reversal for the president, who repeatedly said he would not use his executive authority to pardon his son or commute his sentence. That's why we started the show this morning with the Joe Biden montage and the Karine Jean-Pierre montages of them saying that, no, we would not pardon him.
Have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes. And I am satisfied that I'm not going to do anything. I said I abide by the jury decision. I will do that, and I will not pardon him.
The president would not pardon or commute sentences for his son, Hunter. I just want to make sure that that is not going to change over the next 6 months. The president's saying he would not.
It's still a no. It's still a no.
It will always be a no.
It's still a no. It will be a no. It is a no. And I don't have anything else to add. Will he pardon his son?
No.
Let me go back to the first question. I know you said not a lot's changed since yesterday, and that's a personal matter. But from a presidential perspective, is there any possibility that the president would end up pardoning his son?
No.
Well,
I just said no. I just answered. Go ahead.
No. How many times do I have to say no?
Exactly right. It's like telling your 7-year-old, how many times do I got to tell you no? We're not getting any candy at the grocery store today. No. You have enough at home. Joe Biden saying last night in a statement, quote, I believe in the justice system, but as I have wrestled with this, I also believe raw politics has infected this process and it led to a miscarriage of justice. And once I made this decision this weekend, there was no sense in delaying it further. I hope Americans will understand why a father and a president would come to this decision. As we know, Hunter Biden was scheduled to be sentenced not only on December 12th for his conviction of the federal gun charges, but also on December 16th in a separate criminal case in which he pled guilty to federal tax evasion charges in September. The president issued a full and unconditional pardon. Now, here's the part that's wild. This will wipe away every criminal offense that this loser committed between January 1st of 2014,
yep,
which was over 10 years ago,
mm-hmm,
through December 1st, 2024. Now, there's other things that I want to give you quote-wise, and then we're going to get to the reaction part of this, because I'm not so much outraged over the action, but it's the defense of and the words in which they're giving you the reasoning behind it that really makes my blood boil. So the president also spoke about his son's struggles with addiction in the statement Sunday night, stating that his political opponents were, quote, trying to break him by going after Hunter. He says, quote, no reasonable person who looks at the facts of Hunter's cases can reach any other conclusion than Hunter was singled out only because he is my son, and that is wrong. Quote, there has been an effort to break Hunter, who has been sober for 5.5 years, and there's also an assumption that they were trying to break me, and there's no reason to believe that it will stop here. Enough is enough. That is Joe Biden. And enough of hearing from Joe Biden. Here's my takeaways from this. So I saw all the immediate reaction on social media to this last night. And I was like, wait a minute. You actually believed, Joe, that he was not, that he was going to really not pardon his son? You're actually surprised by this reversal in his decision? I mean, every time the guy moves his lips, we know he's lying. Of course, Joe Biden was going to pardon his son, Hunter Biden, much like Trump. And I think we all had this opinion on the show. Hunter Biden and Donald Trump were never going to serve a day in jail. I think we all agreed on that. And Joe had to, and this is not the defense of Joe, but this is what I think the logic is. Joe had to because Joe was a beneficiary of the corruption. They were partners in the Biden crime family. Still waiting for James Comey to connect the final dots and cross the T's and all that, but we know what was going on here. The only way that Joe Biden, in my personal opinion, was ever not going to pardon Hunter Biden is if Joe Biden was completely blindsided by Hunter Biden committing some sort of heinous act like sexual assault, rape, physical assault, a murder, if, you know, something where Joe's like, I wasn't getting my cut. Yeah, you know, that, like, that sort of situation. But this administration, and this is what I don't get, like, people are melting down on social media last night about it. Surprise, surprise, because that's what we do. We melt down on social media. This administration has trolled us for over 4 years. You really expected anything different? I'm not defending the act by any stretch, but what really pisses me off, in all honesty, is Joe's comments here. Joe says, this has been an effort to break Hunter, and this has been an effort to break me. It has to stop here. Enough is enough. Well, hold on a second, Joe. Your DOJ, you weaponized the Department of Justice with Merrick Garland to imprison Donald Trump for the rest of his life, to bankrupt him for the rest of his life. You guys created a new precedent of going after a Republican Party leader, a former president who is now going to be the president a second time. And you're talking about, like, okay, enough is enough. You went after my boy. Donald Trump almost had his head blown off. By the way, you can't sit here and tell me that they're only doing this because it's my son and I'm the president. Nonsense. The only reason your son is a free citizen is because he's Joe Biden's son. If his name was Joe Johnson, he would have been in the joint for 5 years already. That's the thing that drives me nuts. Not so much that they pardoned him. I expected that. But your defense is completely indefensible. It's hypocrisy 101. So that's the thing that bothered me, Dawn, was the words and the statement, not so much the action.
Yeah, I love Trump's response in True Social Post saying, does the pardon given by Joe to Hunter include the J6 hostages who have now been in prison for years? Such an abuse and miscarriage of justice. I think it's a joke that Biden suggests, after what the Trump family has been put through, because let's remember that not only did they try to break many of these J6ers who have been in prison for all these years on misdemeanor counts. I'm not talking about those accused or convicted of assaulting the Capitol Police, but misdemeanor counts in jail for 15, 13 years. But in this one, I would say, the entire Trump family, remember at the state level and at the federal level, but at the state level, especially in New York, they went after not just Trump. They went after his sons. They went after his family multiple times. And remember, that's even why Melania said reportedly that the reason she didn't want to go to the White House when Trump met with Biden, reportedly Melania was upset that it was this Biden administration that allowed the raid, the FBI raid of her home and her son, her underage son's bedroom at the time. First time in our history that we had a president post-presidency in his private residency raided by the FBI. Disgrace.
Mm-hmm. And when you look at Hunter's offenses, I mean, they were largely open and shut cases. There was very little to dispute or debate. Abby Lowell or Abe Lowell, whatever the hell his name is. I love these people that just come up with these weird spellings and pronunciations. They get me every time. This guy was basically dead on arrival in court both times. And when you look at Hunter's statement, and this is the other thing that annoys me, and I try to look at it from a human standpoint of, we all know somebody in our lives, right? Like just like cancer or some deadly disease. We all know somebody that had an addiction issue. Hunter Biden said, quote, "I've admitted and taken responsibility for my mistakes during the darkest days of my addiction." Again, he falls back on the addiction thing. "Mistakes that have been exploited to publicly humiliate and shame me and my family for political sport," is the quote. Well, eventually when you're 54, I think he's 54 years old, 55 years old, eventually you've done all you can. And I say this from like the legal system standpoint, as well as the family standpoint. And probably some of us out there in the audience have family members that have dealt with addiction. You've tried to help them countless times. And eventually you say, you know what? If you're not going to clean your act up, I'm washing my hands with you, right? Like that happens in family settings. You got a family member that's a drug addict or an alcohol has alcohol dependency. You tried for 5 years. They still can't get their act together. You're like, you know what? I've exhausted all of my resources. I've done all I can. Best of luck to you. I hope you figure it out. But ultimately, it's not on me. It's on the person that's dealing with the issue to take responsibility. The guy's 54 years old. He's not 16. He's not 25. He's two-thirds of the way through his life. So eventually, at some point, like, don't you have to face the facts and deal with the consequences and go to prison? Like, I'm sorry. How many of us go out there, commit crimes, cry to the highest hilltop, "I have dependency issues"? Do you think we all get the breaks that Hunter Biden got? No way. If this was anybody else, they would have been in jail. Federal tax charges, right?
Yeah, which the federal tax charges he pleaded guilty to. And among them, even though Biden talked about, people who pay their taxes late, this was not a situation paying them late. It was that the IRS came forth and said, you cannot write off hookers and private dancers.
Dude was living one of the best lives of all time. I mean, even Wesley Snipes went to prison for income tax evasion. They nail people in Hollywood for not paying their taxes. This guy's getting get out of jail for free cards left and right because he's the big guy's son.
Did Joe Biden legitimize Trump's claims and others' claims of weaponization of government? Another question that this raises.
Yep.
I will say that, when we talk about gun charges, whether it's a, city of Philadelphia or the state level or the federal level, the conviction on there were, three felony gun charges.
Mm-hmm.
So usually, and who knows, maybe this sets a different precedent then.
Right.
For gun charges.
That's true. That's true. 855-839-1210. We'll wrap up the segment with a phone call. I figured he'd be our first one in when this news came out. Ed in Delran. Hello, Edward.
Good morning. Hey, Nick, Dawn, and Greg will continue the breaking news why Joe Biden continues his abuse.
It doesn't rhyme.
News abuse. It kind of does.
Yeah, it's close.
Yeah.
I don't know. You had 5 days. You had a holiday break to work on that. I can't give you that one. But go ahead.
Oh, I gave my best ones to your pal Bruno when you were away.
Thank you to Tony and Opelka for filling in those last couple of days.
Great job.
Hey, so listen, I got an analogy for you.
Okay.
Joe Biden trying to give Donald Trump advice is like Trump is playing a chess game while Biden can't even play a checkers game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I predicted to you guys that Biden would do this on January the 20th. So I was a little off on my timing, but I knew he was going to do it. Because everything he tells is a lie.
That's
He's
right.
He's never told the truth from the day one.
Yeah. They've been lying about it all along. And I got to tell you, I know we had the conversation. Thanks for the call, Ed. We've had these conversations in the past on the show of, you know, if your child committed murder and he was a felon or she was a felon on the run, would you turn her in, turn him in? I'm the only one on the show that would turn my child in. Greg and Dawn would both defend him and protect him in the basement and keep him under wraps. I got to tell you, if I was Joe Biden, no chance I'm pardoning my son. Would you guys pardon your child if you were in the same exact situation? See, I would not.
Sure, but I wouldn't lie about it. I think the bigger problem is that he repeatedly, and in November, it was multiple times Biden said he would not pardon him.
Mm-hmm.
And KJP and, you know, all of them were saying, no, he's not going to pardon him. He's not gonna. So don't lie about it because you know that you were going to do it.
Yeah. I'm wondering, I know we also had this conversation of, do you think Trump would pardon him once he got into office?
And Trump had said that he was would considering consider it.
Yeah, he was contemplating it, right?
So because nothing, here's the thing. It's much like, that's why I'm sure also Trump mentioned J6ers, because Hunter did not, even though these were federal, you know, gun charges, he did nothing violent.
Right.
Much like the J6ers.
Right.
Who walked into the building. Some of them walked into the building hours after, never committed any, weren't convicted or accused of anything violent.
Yep.
And yet sent to prison. And there's no parole in federal prison, as we talk about.
That's right.
So they're stuck. Unless, of course. And I think Trump showing his hand by saying, what about the J6ers?
Mm-hmm.
I think that perhaps that'll come on day one.
You think it'll be sweeping across the board, or it'll be just the ones that did nothing, quote, wrong?
They've said that they'll look case by case.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. 855-839-1210. We'll come back, put a bow on hour number one. And then also, as we get into hour number two, two very good pieces of evidence to show you that cable news is over as we know it. Plus, Googling things, it's for old people. It's a different story. I didn't write it, all right? I don't blame the headline on me, but we'll talk about it coming up in hour number two. It's Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
There is no greater time of the year to give back than this season, the holiday season. And that's why my friends from Piazza Premium Automobiles are partnering now with the Salvation Army for the Piazza Toy Drive. Once again, visit any of the Pennsylvania or Delaware Piazza Premium showrooms. That's through December 16th and donate a new unwrapped toy. Your support is going to make the holidays a little bit brighter for a local child. Find the dealership nearest you online. Go to PiazzaPremiumAutos.com, PIAZZA, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Thank you and happy holidays.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Good morning, Nick. I hope everybody had an enjoyable Thanksgiving.
It was great.
But I'm going to take Dawn. I love Dawn to death. And Greg, I'm going to take you to task here. You're only protecting your only child. You're protecting your child only here. This Hunter Biden pardon affects and protects a whole group of people, and they know it. So it's not the same thing. They're falling for the line that Joe says the American people will be sympathetic to his cause. Know a lot of people who have kids that are troubled, and sometimes the best way to straighten them out, send them away.
Yeah, I mean, that's at the age of 54, that's the way I would operate. Heck, at the age of 34, that's the way I would operate as well. Ted, to your point, I wanted to read this before we wrap up the hour. Thank you for the call, by the way. Politico with a headline saying, "We haven't seen a pardon as sweeping as Hunter Biden's in generations. They say the full and unconditional pardon is aimed at protecting the president's son from future prosecution by the Trump Justice Department." Again, I don't think Trump was ever going to have Hunter Biden prosecuted. I would argue it's more likely that he would have pardoned Hunter before having any government go after Hunter Biden. Again, Trump has said his revenge will be success. I really don't think he's coming in for 4 years to score payback and wage old wars, seeking vendettas and things like that. But Politico writes this, and I didn't know this. Hunter Biden's pardon looks a lot like Richard Nixon's. They write that President Joe Biden's grant of clemency on Sunday night, an extraordinary political act with extraordinary legal breath, insulates his son from ever facing federal charges over any crime that he possibly could have committed over the past decade. Experts on pardons say that they could think of only one other person who received a presidential pardon so sweeping in generations. Nixon, who was given a blanket pardon by Gerald Ford 50 years ago in 1974. They say, quote, "I have never seen language like this in a pardon document that purports to pardon offenses that have not apparently even been charged, with the exception of the Nixon pardon," said Margaret Love, who served as U.S. pardon attorney in the mid to late 90s.
Well, that's why I want to know. Why does it go back so far?
I know.
2014, yes. 11 years.
January 1st, 2014.
Yeah.
My daughters weren't even born then.
Well, I would say this because, remember, Hunter Biden served on the board at Burisma, Ukrainian energy company Burisma. Remember that?
I remember.
So that's why it's in play. And I think, you know, that's why when we say, would you pardon your kid? Well, I'm not a president. Mm-hmm. My kid didn't make, you know, millions of dollars at Burisma. So how deep does this go? Mm-hmm. And did the Biden family, because remember, we now know, thanks to the House Ethics Committee and all of those great investigations, who else benefited?
That's right.
From all of that money that was allegedly being shuffled around. And then it also begs the question, even this morning, there are more reports of Biden trying to make sure that Ukraine and all the aid to Ukraine, I mean, is that connected?
I will say this, too, that maybe Joe Biden read the writing on the wall and all these people that Trump is nominating didn't want to take a chance.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like it was just like, well, I can't trust these people to do the right thing. Right. So
he's bringing in outsiders, these flamethrowers. Yeah. Love does say Joe Biden's full and unconditional pardon of his son is deliberately vague, adding that even the broadest Trump pardons were specific as to what was being pardoned, comparing the past administration of Trump to Biden. 855-839-1210. We'll continue with your calls if you want to jump in the second hour. Dawn will have some news to kick off the 7 o'clock hour, and then we'll get to some stories in the world of media as well as big tech. Before we get to the cut sheet, coming up at 7:45, back after this.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.